Zimbabwe's main opposition party, the Movement for Democratic Change, says a deal is close on forming a cabinet, and history is being made in negotiations between President Robert Mugabe and rival Morgan Tsvangirai. The government also said they hope the deal can be sealed later today. The country's political crisis has contributed to an economic meltdown, which is marked by the world's highest inflation of 231 million percent and severe food, fuel, and foreign currency shortages. Linda Bordoni spoke with the Bishop of Hwangi, Jose Albert Serrano. He says the people of the country still have hope that things will get better.
I would say that hope is the last thing that one loses, isn't it? I think there is hope. No one is eternal, and the situations also are not eternal. They cannot last for much longer. We certainly hope that with the help of God, with the good will of everybody, common sense will prevail, and also the desire of peace and well-being for everybody will also prevail. The Zimbabwean people are very peaceful, and they are kind and good, and they are not selfish on their own. Now, because of the situation, we can find ourselves being more selfish than we used to be. But it is forced by the situation.
What is the first thing that needs to happen in Zimbabwe to make things change?
Well, I think we need a new constitution, which is well prepared and is approved and accepted by all. I think people understand, and people are politically minded and socially minded. I think they can take their own decision. But I see that this is the main point.